Hello and welcome to another day to read the Word of God and learn from His wisdom and grace. Let's pray before we read His Word together. Father, I pray that you bless our Young Nak family. Lord, would you continue to allow us to be a community that loves and seeks your Word? Lord God, I pray that we will learn from what you have to say in our lives today, and may we continue to turn to your wisdom as we live our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's scripture comes from Malachi chapter 3 and chapter 4. I will send my messenger, who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. So I will come to put you on trial. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive the foreigners among you of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God, yet you rob me? But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. You have spoken arrogantly against me, says the Lord, yet you ask, what have we said against you? You have said, it is futile to serve God. What do we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly evildoers prosper, and even when they put God to the test, they get away with it. Then those who fear the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who fear the Lord and honor his name. On the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. I will spare them, just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Malachi chapter 4. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evil doer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them, but for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. Amen. As many of you know, Malachi is a final prophet in the Old Testament before God ushers Israelites into this 400 years of silence, where he doesn't send any prophet until John the Baptist, which opens up the New Testament. And Malachi is giving a stern warning for God's people on two separate accounts. The first one is this: if you look at verse 6 or 12, you are withholding my tithe and my offering. Well, again, a lot of people could look at this verses and be like, God, why do you care about money so much? But that's not what God is saying. The purpose of tithing and offering during this time was not only to honor God, but also to provide for those who are weak, needy, and poor. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses makes it very clear that the purpose of tithing and offering, a lot of it goes to those who are fatherless, the widows, and foreigners who do not have any provision in the land that the Israelites were to receive. Meaning, as we were told to give to the Lord, what we gave were supposed to go to those who are in the greatest need in the society, and the Israelites were robbing God of that. The Israelites were far away from justice in providing for those who are weakest and the most marginalized in the society. And the second one is this: you have spoken arrogantly against me, verse 13 and onward. The Israelites are basically saying, hey, what's the point of serving God? You know, what's the point of keeping all these commandments? Isn't it better to not serve him because the evildoers prosper more and the arrogant seem to be blessed more? And the people who put God to the test, they get away with it. What is the point of serving God then? What is the point of following his commands? What is the point of building a society and making sacrifices that honors his name? So here's the thing. And this is an important part. The Israelites, as God is sending these accusations over these people, they don't even recognize it. As they are actively sinning against God, they do not even recognize that they're sinning. And that is probably a scary reality for many of our spiritual journeys, because as we sin, imagine not knowing that we're sinning or not willing to acknowledge that we have sinned. In the passage of 1 John chapter 1, it says, if we claim that we have not sinned, we make God out to be a liar. And what's happening in the book of Malachi here is that the Israelites are making God out to be a liar by saying, how have we sinned, God? We've been doing just fine. But my prayer is that as we pray and become more intimate with God, we will be able to ask God to show us where are the dark corners of our hearts, where are some blind spots, where are some sins that are prevalent and sins that we find to be tolerable. And at the end of the day, I hope and pray that we will be able to humble ourselves and say, God, I repent. God, I'm sorry for what I've done. God, maybe my heart has gone far away from you, and I pray you bring us home. And that's exactly what God promises. He says, those who repented, those who listened and heard, those who fear the Lord and turned away from their wicked ways, they're written the scroll of remembrance. They're remembered by God for the judgment day to come. And if you flip the chapter to chapter 4, God is talking about the judgment day. And it is depicted as a very scary and frightening day, a devastating day for those who do not follow God. But for those who do, it's a day of celebration. It's a day of assurance. It's a day of fulfillment. As God has promised in verse 2, the Son of Righteousness will rise. And those who trusted in God will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. And there's victory that is promised. There is salvation that is promised. And I hope and pray that we will live with that hope. For many of us, we live in a society nowadays that is losing hope. So many people don't have anything to look forward to or live for. In those moments, I hope and pray that God will empower his people to show that there is hope, that there is joy that can be earned and received through God's Son, Jesus Christ. So, people of God, Yongnak family, may we continue to turn to God in repentance. May we continue to celebrate his ways. May we continue to rely on his steps and wisdom. And through that, we will be able to be the salt and light of the world and actually edify the community that we're a part of. So blessings to you, and let us pray. Father, thank you for this time once again that we get to read your word. Lord, all of us have tendencies to neglect or ignore what our sins might be. And sometimes we live our lives without thinking much about how our actions and decisions affect our relationships with you. But Lord, I pray that you give us insight and clarity during this time to see that we too have fallen. Yet, in response to that, Lord, you're welcoming your children home. You're asking them to return home. Lord, I pray that we will turn away from our wicked ways and return home to your embracing arms. So God, continue to have mercy on us all. And in Jesus' name I pray.